When the Trump administration threatened to take away federal money from cities and towns that declared themselves sanctuary cities, many of those jurisdictions doubled down on protecting people living in the country illegally. They said they would not become arms of the federal government by cooperating with the U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, or ICE. But a recent spike in gang violence in Northern Virginia has led some police departments there to decide to work side by side with immigration agents. Armando Truhl from Here and Now contributor WAMU spent a day with the unit on a recent operation and has this report.
Copy that. Thanks, bro. Heroes waiting in the parking lot.
Five undercover police vehicles are staking out a high school in Herndon, Virginia. They have a warrant for a specific youth who they say is an MS-13 gang member. The Latino gang is active in many Central American immigrant communities around the United States and is known for its violence. Lieutenant Evan Weeks is with the Fairfax County Police Department.
He's known to frequent this location, this school, and the parking lot. The last intelligence we got was he's been here trying to start trouble with a rival gang member or rival gang.
Trouble is the last thing officers want, especially in a high school parking lot.
Because when these two gangs interact, it always results in some kind of violence or potential violence down the road.
Weeks says the plan is for police officers belonging to the Northern Virginia Gang Task Force to make the arrest and turn the suspect over to ICE agents waiting in two of the cars.
Because he's been confirmed to be a criminal street gang member here illegally.
The suspect never shows, so after an hour or so, the combined squad of police officers and ICE agents head out to look for other targets with outstanding warrants on their list.
These are people who have come to the country illegally, who've been arrested and convicted for felonies and deported, and they've come back into our country illegally again.
The agency is up here, so SRO is going to be walking around trying to see if we can find out where he's hanging out at.
Officers spot a couple of suspected gang members hanging out in a park. They jump out of the car, detain and question them. The officers wear bulletproof vests. Those who are undercover have black masks. One suspect says he is from Guatemala, the other from El Salvador. Police officers compare notes on the identity of the young men who appear to be in their late teens.
That other guy, I guess he had a warrant for a burglary from you guys.
Which one?
This one.
Herndon Police Sergeant Claudio Sa has been busting gang members for more than two decades and recognizes one of the suspects.
That's your boy, right?
From back in the day.
The youth are hustled into a nice van and driven off. The sweep continues, and so does my conversation with Officer Sa. He blames the bloody three-way war in El Salvador between the MS-13 gang, its rival, Barrio 18, and the police for the gang violence in our region.
Killing somebody is a requirement.
To be a member.
To be a member, yeah. Which has changed from what it was 10 years ago.
And why do you think that is?
Violence, just violence, because this particular gang wants to be the biggest, baddest, most feared gang in the world.
The conversation is cut short when the team spots another suspected MS-13 gang member. This one is a 16-year-old from El Salvador who arrived here alone 2 years ago to be reunited with his mother.
So he's done? Okay. Well, he's under arrest.
It's begun raining, but the youth's mother and sisters come out and plead with officers. I tell the mother that police claim he is a gang member. She denies it. Still, ICE takes him away. I speak to a masked officer with the Northern Virginia Gang Task Force. He asks that we not use his name because he works undercover. He says the youth, who was wearing an electronic tracking bracelet, was under house arrest and shouldn't have been outside.
This is a Herndon clique of MS called Indios Locos Salvatrucha, which is ILS. They're based obviously in El Salvador, but they also had hierarchy in Hempstead, New York. And they end up, we started an investigation that moved into Virginia where they were trying to take over the Virginia, Herndon area.
He says the gangs take over a neighborhood by marking their territory with graffiti and enforcing the MS-13 motto, Mata, Viola, Controla, kill, rape, control. Lieutenant Weeks agrees. He says these gangs have a stranglehold on Latino neighborhoods in Northern Virginia.
Those are people we're targeting, or why we're working in conjunction with Immigration Custom Enforcement.
Critics of these combined operations between local police and ICE say they sow fear and have a chilling effect on community cooperation with law enforcement. Weeks disagrees. He says it allows Latino communities besieged by gangs to breathe easier because it gets dangerous criminals off the street quickly. The hope, he says, is that by deporting these gang members, they'll never prey on people in these neighborhoods again. For Here and Now, I'm Armando Truhl.